Welcome to the studios, Raxu. Hi, guys.
Hello.
It's a Sunday. I can't get my words out today. I don't know what's going on. How did that feel listening to that on the radio?
Just really cool.
I was going to say, anyone?
Mom, I'm on radio. Yeah.
Yeah, I think when we first started making music, we didn't really think that
it would get this far.
Yeah. Really? Did you actually think that? Was it kind of like more of a sort of hobby thing to start off with or something? Or?
Yeah,
definitely.
We liked music.
We just kind of went from there. We didn't really think, oh yeah, we'll be making music for people to listen to, and obviously it's got to this stage. So.
Yeah, that's really cool though, isn't it?
Yeah.
To actually be making a living out of something that's kind of like started as a hobby.
I'm kind of the same, but it's all good.
Now, guys, let's intro you, actually, first of all, just in case people don't know you out there. Let's go along. We're going to start from left, go to right. Oh, that makes a difference to the listener, but let us know what you do in the group, what's your name, where you come from.
Cool. So I am Ashley, and I rap, write, and occasionally try to sing when he's not let me.
I like that description.
And yeah, I'm from Watford.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm Miles. I'm also from Watford. I rap, I write, and recently started producing as well.
Oh, cool. So. Nice.
My name is Jamal. I'm basically the best thing that ever happened to Raxu.
Wow, do you agree with that, guys?
What happens when you have a singer in the group?
Yeah. It's all about him sometimes. These singers, you have to control them.
I sing.
You're from Watford?
Well, I was born in Barbados, but obviously live in Watford.
Barbados is much more exciting.
Yeah, no, I should have led with that, but you know. Watford, you know, vibes and whatnot.
That's it. Sorry, I'm being rude. It's a Sunday. Guys, I've just got to ask you. I'm sorry that I've got to do this, but it's just popped into my head. Tonight is an interesting night on TV for various reasons. One of them being that somebody is possibly going through to the final four most talented people in the UK. A rapper perhaps close to your heart from around this area. What do you all think of this?
Honey G.
HCOCN, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even watch it, I'll be honest. So yeah. I'm going to take a quick backseat here. I'll let these guys explain their feelings.
Anyone want to be controversial?
She's got everybody's attention, so.
Yeah.
Do you know what? It's a funny thing. And I think this is a conversation that goes around a lot, especially within the sphere of hip hop.
Yeah.
When people talk about what real music is. And
yeah.
Obviously, she's not my cup of tea. And lyrically, she's about as good as a chimpanzee.
Bars.
But, do you know what?
I think that's kind.
A small part of me says that music's about entertainment, and in a really weird way, if you get your kicks out of watching someone not being very good at what they do, then hey, that's
hey,
your
carry
business.
On watching it, British public. Yeah. I'll be interested to find out if she gets voted out. Anyway, let's get back to you guys. You know, how did you guys actually form together? What's the story behind that?
So I've made music since I was really young, just none of it good enough for it to ever come across your path. And Miles is involved with a lot of that as well.
It's your fault.
But a couple of years ago, I was at a house party and I heard Jamal sing.
As I said, I'm the best thing
And I was like, let me hear some of the songs that you've recorded. And he didn't actually have any because he'd not been to a studio. So I was like, that doesn't make any sense. Like,
yeah.
Let's go to a studio and make something happen. We made the song, we let some of our friends hear it, and then they liked it. So we thought, okay, let's just carry on doing it. Started to snowball a little bit. Came up with a name, and then we had a performance on the beach at Brighton for a small basketball festival.
Oh, wow.
Wanted to kind of build in the performance, so our good friend Mustafa, who they went to school with and I've known since a kid, came with us to beatbox and to dance, and then he kind of then grew into it from then on.
Wow.
Miles was always around us and kind of writing bits and pieces, but not formally part of it.
Yeah.
And then about 9 months, it was kind of a case of you always come to a studio with us, you come to all of our performances. Like,
or just, else. Yeah. Sounds a bit threatening, to be honest.
No, he was just there anyway. He just didn't formally.
He was just there following you around.
Yeah, so it was kind
I
of.
I do that to people as well.
Just get on the bandwagon, Miles. Just come and join us.
Love it.
Yeah, now he's writing and making beats for us as well. So
excellent.
It's a good
and let's go back to the name as well. Where does Raxu come from?
I'm taking this one as well, and I'm going to shut up. So the name, actually, Jamal thought of the first part of the name. So we were trying to think of a concept which described what we were like.
Yeah.
And the name initially was Tracks X Suits.
Okay.
Which was basically a playoff between wanting to spend all our time in tracksuits but having to go to work, be serious and wear suits.
Yeah,
so it was a bit of like an explanation of a duality, but it was a mouthful. So then we sat there and shortened track into rack and suits into suit.
I like it. It's got a real story, like deep and meaningful behind it.
Yeah, and it was kind of, we tried to find a name to convey that, but it just didn't really work. But yeah, it's basically us knowing that we have to work and do all the boring stuff when in reality we just want to lounge around in tracksuits and make
music.
Yeah,
same, exactly. Well, not make music, I just like lounging around. So guys, let's talk about as well your Facebook, because when I was looking on there, the interesting thing that kind of I can relate to as well is the taking risks. You often talk about like taking risks and how important it is sort of to follow your dreams and everything else. I mean, have you always been like that?
No, I'll be honest. And we kind of go back and forth on this quite regularly, and we've had conversations, me, Ash and the boys and whatnot, and you know, it's very, very difficult to get to the end of that cliff and go, yeah, we're gonna jump. And
yeah,
on a flip side of it, with everyone with you, if everyone says jump, you do tend to jump. So we kind of just hold each other's hands and jump, basically.
At least
so
you've got people to jump together.
Exactly.
We peer pressure ourselves into jumping off that bridge, and mum told you not to.
We never want to jump, never. And we always look at everyone and go, I don't know if I should jump. But someone pushes someone, and you kind of go, yeah, you know what? We kind of have to do it. So that's where, you know, a certain risk kind of come from that. And we just don't even look at it as a risk anymore. We just look at it as a thing to do, a thing to better ourselves. So
nice.
It's not considered the word risk anymore.
Do you know what? It's like really inspiring to hear that though, because there's so many people that listen to this show, you know, maybe like aspiring artists or whatever, and just think to themselves, yeah, but you know, I better stay in like my 9-to-5 job and just keep there. And then you get to the age of, I was actually having a conversation with my nan earlier on, and she's going, Laura, just do what you want to do. Like, you can't get to this age and look back and go, oh, do you know what? I didn't do this.
Yes, Nanny Laura.
So, yeah, Nanny Edna. She's listening. Nanny Edna. She comes everywhere with me. Even when I'm on TV, I'm like, talk to Nanny Edna. But yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Kind of, you know, people getting that advice from people looking back on life and kind of going, actually, you should definitely do it.
Yeah.
And I think a couple of us took football almost as seriously as we should have done, but didn't actually take the gambles we should have, and that had a big impact to play on it as well, because we were kind of like, do you know what, if we don't just throw ourselves into this, we are just going to live with the same regret that we did for that as well.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, actually, we've all got the same passion, so do you know what, let's just go for it and see what happens.
Let's just do it. We're talking of which, do you know what I'm going to do right now? Is I'm going to play your next track. Now, guys, this is quite interesting. So I understand with this one that you're actually going to be doing something over the top of it as well, right?
We are indeed.
This is so exciting. Are you ready for this?
With regards to songwriting, finding the instrumentals, we're going on to SoundCloud and YouTube, and then we're kind of connecting with the producers via SoundCloud and YouTube.
Or you're making them yourself.
Or I'm making them myself. And then with regards to the lyrics, we all each write our own lyrics.
Yeah.
And then obviously once we get into the studio, we kind of hear them back, how obviously they've kind of had their input, whoever's kind of done the lyrics, we try and get input from each other, just so we can try and make kind of the best song as possible.
We've also got a WhatsApp group where we just have voice notes flying left, right, and center
everywhere.
Hey guys, look what I've come up with.
I hate WhatsApp groups.
Things ever. If you want to hear Ashley sing, we've just got, you know, just send us like your number or, you know, whatever. We can send you like loads,
thousands.
Wow.
Bearing in mind, they are the worst things ever.
I'm going to join this WhatsApp group, I think. I need to. It sounds great. A great way to pass the Sunday evening, especially what's happened today. My goodness me. Now, guys, let's talk about as well. I like the fact that you, you know, come across as kind of really entrepreneurial as well. You know, how important is that to you? Because to me, you seem like you could survive anything. You know, you take loads of knocks and you can just sort of keep going. Is that how you view things?
Yeah, we... Do you know what? As a group, it's quite nice, because you get varying points of view, so you are not going through it by yourself. So we've stood here, obviously. I'm going to use your show as an example, but you know, we've stood here, but we'll just have a laugh about it. And we've all been through various different things, and we've all helped each other through, you know, different things. So we all try and be as positive as we can be.
Yeah.
Because there's no point in spending time being negative. So
exactly. You've got to be positive.
Of course.
About Laura ruining the show.
No.
I'm joking.
So it gives us an excuse to come back, doesn't it?
Exactly. It's all good. I've just caught like a really weird glimpse of my hair. I've got like hair growing out of my ears or something. I don't know what's going on with me today. Anyway, it's a Sunday evening. It's all good. Guys, guys, just for people out there, you know, we did play your track earlier. Do you know what I'm going to do? I think we're going to have to stick that track in again, stick another one of the boys' tracks in at the 8 o'clock hour, just so you can hear a little bit more for them. But for the people out there that don't know about your social media, your WhatsApp numbers, give us those now. If you want.
Raxu everywhere. Like Raxu Music. That's on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. I might be missing out a couple, but...
just basically Google it.
Yeah.
Go on your search engine.
So we've got a very professional card here. We've got RaxuMusic@gmail. You know, that's that's where you can hit us up for those emails.
Yeah, I love it.
You got Raxu for the
Do you answer line. Emails? You don't come across as email type people.
Yeah, we actually do. We haven't got a choice.
You know, wearing suits and whatnot.
Yeah.
Raxu is the Instagram. Raxu is the YouTube. Raxu Music.
It's quite easy to remember this.
Basically, if you just search RAK-SU, you'll find us and everything.
You know, but I had the card, so you know, I just wanted to show you.
Can I have that card
now
as well?
Look,
I can. He's only letting me touch it.
Touch the back.
Oh yeah.
That's right.
Oh, I like that. It's textured. This interview's come across as my most bizarre one, I think, for the fact that all my machines have a word. The guys have just been really, really great, though. But I have to say, what I like about the card at the back, it's colour-coded. So for simple people like myself, I just need to look at little colour and go, oh, there we go, it's a little logo.
There's a lot of arguing in the WhatsApp group about those colours.
I'll be honest, that came from our place manager over there. You know, he's very good with colours, even though he's wearing grey today. Very shocking.
I think we should just make a comedy show out of our WhatsApp groups.
I think you guys should. You know what? I've enjoyed having your company so much. I'm really sorry it's been one of those really weird times where everything seems to go wrong and there's like clearly a ghost in my machine or something. But will you come back for us when I've got this all up and running and we found out what 100%. On earth is wrong?
Of course.
Definitely.
Is that all right?
Yeah,
cool. Thank you so much, guys. Yes. We'll make sure that you guys get back here soon and we'll make sure we play lots of your music and everything else. Guys, make sure you're looking them up as well. It's just Raxu on Raw Vibes. We're back again very soon.